tonight is all about names, and we've been thinking about the names of Jesus during Advent, and we're going to think about one particular name tonight, and it's this beautiful name, Emmanuel. Because names are important, aren't they? And choosing a name can be really quite tricky. Alistair and I spent quite a while choosing the names of our daughters, and they're special names to us, and they have meaning for us. And lots of us have special names, don't we? I don't know if you're named after a family member or someone important in your family life or an event. You'll have to check if you don't know. Ask and find out why you were named, why you were given your name. Because names are important, aren't they? They become part of us. They become part of our family story and our identity. And they also have other meanings as well, don't they? Sometimes they give an idea of the culture that we come from. They might even indicate the era that we were born in as well, how old we are or how young we are. I did a bit of research for tonight and I had a quick check to see the favourite name for 2022. Has anybody got any ideas what the most popular name might be for the girls at the moment? Any ideas? Oh, it's not far off. I think that was before. It sounds very similar to that. This is according to the Metro. Lydia? Not Lydia. It's actually another L. It's Lily, apparently, is the name for... So if you know any Lilies, but Lily is popular. And how about for a boy's name? No. Yes, yeah, well done, yeah. In fact, there's two names at the top, and one's interesting. One is Mohammed. That's a popular name, and also Noah. He's very close behind, so well done, excellent. So if you know any Noahs and any Lilies, you'll know that they're probably born in about 2022. It kind of marks us, doesn't it, our names? And biblical names are similar because they often communicate a message or they speak truth or something very prophetic into people's lives, and sometimes not just people's lives, but whole nation lives as well. As you read through the Bible, some people have some really important names and they're given directly by God. And some people change their names as they have an encounter with God. It's such an identity, amazing, changing experience that they actually change their names. And we're going to think about this name tonight, Emmanuel. It's a name that's closely associated with Christmas, isn't it? We often see it on Christmas cards and we sing about it in our carols. But it's a really interesting name because it doesn't seem to have a family connection or something that's linked in directly with Mary or Joseph. It goes far deeper into history than that. When Jesus was born and they used this name for him, the Jewish people would immediately have understood the significance of this name, Emmanuel. In fact, it probably would have caught them up short. It would have alerted them. It would have switched them on and they would have been listening. We know that it's translated, it means God with us. And in fact, Matthew tells us that. You might have heard that in the reading that we had earlier. He actually translates it for us. So this is obviously something important that we need to listen to and switch on to. And the Jewish people, when they heard that name, they would have done just that. Because it was a name that went right back into their history that they would have shared story after story with each generation. This name would have come up. And it was spoken by the prophet Isaiah right back in their history. But there's something important about this name because this name was given to them at one of the worst points in their national history. Some of you will know that Israel had quite a marked history, but it also had some quite sad times. And when Isaiah was speaking to them, they faced terrible destruction. They were experiencing the invasion of a superpower. We can imagine that a bit more now today, can't we? Because of the experience of people like the Ukrainian nation. But they were experiencing something like that. It was absolutely devastating. They were surrounded by war and slavery and there was a possibility that their whole race would be extinguished. And there was a point of real loss of hope for them and a moment of national darkness for them. Yet Isaiah speaks into this and he gives them this special name to look out for, and it's a sign of hope. He tells them that a virgin's going to conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so the Jewish people knew this name. They watched out, they looked out for it. They waited and they waited for the rescuer to come, their Messiah, Emmanuel. So I wonder what it felt like for Mary and Joseph and for Matthew, who wrote this story down for us, when Jesus was given this extraordinary name, Emmanuel. I tried to imagine what it must have felt for them. I reckon for them there must have been a real sense of excitement. He's here. Emmanuel is here. Maybe, well, what God said, what Isaiah spoke about what God said, it's actually real, it's coming, it's true. There might have been a sense of relief. We've been waiting for this for such a long time. Because just like their ancestors, they were also facing darkness. This time they were oppressed by Rome, weighed down by oppression and poverty and injustice. But Emmanuel had finally come. He was here. God had come to live amongst them. He was God with skin on. He was walking with them. And it's an amazing thing to hold on to this idea of Emmanuel, because as that baby grew up, we've just watched some of that on the screen, every time Jesus stepped into a room, they knew that God was with them. Every time he opened his mouth to speak, God was there. As he reached out and healed people, God was there. As he broke bread and poured wine, God was there. And then God was there when he was nailed to a cross. And God was there when Jesus beat death, when he rose again. Jesus, Emmanuel, was physically God with them, right there, in that place, in their time, and in their space. What an amazing time to be alive at that point. And this is an extraordinary claim that we make as Christians. This is what we believe, that God, who is spirit, God who created this beautiful world that we live in, he chose to come and live in his world. And he arrived without ceremony. He was born quietly into a poor family in first century Palestine. He was born into a life of hardship and oppression and injustice. He didn't stand outside of the world he made. He came into his world and he fully immersed himself in the experience and the limitations of being human. So what's so important about this claim? Why does it matter to us in 2022, this idea of Emmanuel, God with us? Well, just as the people when Jesus was born were caught up in this Christmas story, it's a story that shouts to us too. It shouts to us that God has not forgotten us. God is not distant from us. God loves us. And our generation, we need to hear that too, don't we? As much as the first generation. The humanist movement that started, particularly when it was influential in the 20th century, it confidently looked towards a time when humans would solve all the world's problems. It put aside a belief in God, and it promoted an absolute reliance on science and secularism. Yet, as I look around the world, I don't know about you, but I can see progress, but I can also see darkness. I still see violence. I still see damage and poverty and inequality. A couple of weeks ago, when I was preparing this, I was watching the headlines and Haiti came on. I don't know if any of you saw the coverage for that, but it absolutely broke my heart. How hard must it be to be a child, a woman, in Haiti at the moment? It's a country that is overrun by gang warfare. The rule of law doesn't really exist there anymore. It's got a corrupt government, a government that's not really effective at all. And innocent people are caught up in the violence and oppression of that place. In fact, the United Nations says that it's on the verge of an abscess. Can you believe that? A country totally in a spiral of not coping, managing. This is the human world that we live in today. And as humans, we don't seem to be able to grow out of that selfishness, do we, as a race? We still struggle with greed and violence and war, and it impacts on people and the environment that we live in. So just as the time when Jesus was born, when there was oppression, we experience that too. It's not gone away. Jesus Emmanuel, the story that we hear every year, it tells us that God has come into all the brokenness and darkness, and he speaks to us. And he says, I am with you. You are not alone. I know, I understand, and there is hope. And that's why this message is so important for us today as well. It's important for our village. It's important for our families and our friends. It's very important for our work environments, for our country, for our world. People still need to know Emmanuel, God with us. And Emmanuel speaks deeply into our hearts as humans. It tells us that God really knows. He does really know. He didn't just make us and create us and know us through that. Of course, he does know us through those things. He knows us intimately. But he actually knows what it is to be human. He knows through direct experience what it's like to be us. God knows what it means to live in a messy, dark, painful world. God knows what it is like to be a refugee. He knows what it's like to struggle in work, to laugh and to love. He knows what it's like to experience pain and suffering. He knows what it's like to lose someone that we love deeply. And he knows what it's like to face death. He's been there. He has been a human like us. God is walking in our shoes. And that's what Emmanuel, this wonderful name, is all about. There was a very early church father called Origen, and he had a lovely term for Jesus. He called him the God-man. And I really like that idea of being God and being man at the same time. So as well as Emmanuel telling us that God knows us and knows all about us and what it's like to be human, it also shows us that we can actually discover and know what God is like. It's this kind of idea of revealing himself to us. He's not distant. He's not on the outside of his world. He's actually here. And when we look at Jesus, we discover what God is like. When we look at the characteristics of Jesus, that means we can know what the characteristics of God are like. Through Jesus, every person here can know God. And it's something that continues today by his Holy Spirit. That's what we believe, that Jesus makes God real to us. And then just finally, there's one other thing I just wanted to add to this, as well as the fact that Emmanuel means that we can learn and discover and encounter God, as well as it meaning that God knows what it's like to be us. It also shows us that God is not passive, that he actually acts, that he intervenes into the darkness and into the mess. The small baby Jesus that was born over 2,000 years ago, he didn't stay a baby. He grew up into an incredible God-man who healed the sick and restored those with mental trauma. He brought people back to life and he fed the hungry. And yet he was also born for a purpose. The reading tonight gave us a clue, and we're going to talk about that on Christmas Day, that he was Jesus, the one who saves his people from their sin. Saviour, that's what Jesus means. And it means that his life and death meant something, that his life and death would address the mess and all the darkness of the world that we're still in. It means that we can become the people that God created us to be before we messed everything up. We can be people who walk with God. God with us means people who walk with God. And that's the good news for us, that we can know God in that close way through Jesus. So I'm just going to finish up now with a quote from a Christian thinker. Some of you might know him. He's called Alistair McGrath. And this is what he says about the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel speaks of God entering into this messy, fallen world that we inhabit, and it invites us to think of God opening a window into his being and a door into his presence through Jesus Christ. So tonight I pray, as we come to the end of our carol service, know that each one of us here will truly know and experience Jesus Emmanuel. Jesus who was God entered into our world. Jesus who invites you to know him so that we can know God. Jesus his son. And if some of this is a bit strange to you and you want to find out more, do come and have a chat with me about it. I'd love to share with you my own experience of Jesus Emmanuel. But as we finish now, may God be with us, and may we know him as we walk with him, people who live and walk with Emmanuel. Amen.